Welcome back. Well, the Platinum Industry Conference took place today. The Minerals Council is emphatic that the industry needs bold action in terms of new strategies to help deal with the fact that 65% of the country's PGM operations are loss-making. Peter Major, who's a mining analyst at Emergence Corporate Solutions, attended the conference and joins us in studio with his take on all that's being playing out. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So we talk about cautious optimism around industry stakeholders about PGM. But I've got to ask, is any optimism warranted? Because the feeling is that the next 12 to 18 months could bring about more mine closures and associated job losses.
Look, it's a perverse situation. More job losses, more mine closures equal better PGM prices, which means the existing people make more money. So the whole Indaba today was hitting the pros and the cons. Open pit mining versus underground mining. Open pit mining is safer, but it hardly employs anybody. It destroys the environment, and half our money goes overseas buying expensive things that we don't have here. Underground mining creates tens of thousands of jobs, but you may have an occasional accident, but it's environmentally very good, and it generates all its costs in rands. Mm-hmm. And we'd had carbon tax versus if the government would just allow platinum mines to generate their own electricity instead of Eskom blocking them for years, then they could have lower costs. So lots of pros and cons all day.
Lots of pros and cons, and that triggering a lot of debate in terms of how this industry should be operating. So on the one hand, we've had an Implats executive today saying that, considering the decline in production that we're seeing, industry should consider opening other areas for operations or exploration. You've got Amplats, on the other hand, saying that the focus should be on demand instead of increasing production. Do you get a sense that we've got an industry at odds?
No. Before we did, but there was a lot of agreement with Amplats this time. Everybody realizes we can make more money by spending a little bit of money and effort generating demand for platinum rather than spending it on new technologies, getting more efficient. Or we've been shooting ourselves in the foot for 10 years by opening more platinum mines and flooding the market. You have to remember, the world produces 100 million ounces of gold a year. It doesn't matter how much you produce, you can't affect the price. But if we produce 7 million ounces of platinum instead of 6, oh man, all of a sudden we flood the market and the prices collapse. Mm-hmm. So it's very finely balanced. Now, with a little bit of marketing and promotion, we can get China to take 1 million ounces in jewelry alone. That would really boost the price, and we could employ more people. So most of the industry today agreed, let's spend a little money promoting platinum.
Okay, so what's actually being done to develop what's been labeled a national platinum strategy that's needed for this industry to
That's
survive?
A very good question, because we had the minister, Mr. Gwede Montash, with us last year, and he agreed this is a very good idea. Government can help pass the legislation, the policy changes necessary to produce a platinum coin, like the Krugerrand, the most mm-hmm. successful gold coin ever made. Now, Mr. Montash didn't make it today. I know they are rallying for getting voters for the upcoming election. But you ask, why does it take 2 years, 3 years? They've been talking about platinum coin for 10 years. When we wanted to sell oil out of strategic oil reserve, they did it overnight right before Christmas. But we want to produce some platinum coins, and it takes 10 years of policy arguments.
Okay, so amidst this scenario then, how viable is collaboration, which is being called for in this sector?
Very viable, very essential.
And where do you see that collaboration happening? Because it's gone as far as saying that we should see players within the industry starting to partner up.
Yeah, the collaboration's got to be with government. There is such a plethora of regulations, rules, that producers can work together very quickly. They're generating platinum every day. The Rand refinery can set up a division that'll start producing the coin. Okay, I think we've agreed it's going to be a Mandela coin. Mm-hmm. So we need government to come in. And we need government to help get the legislation right so the platinum producers can generate solar power, wind power, instead of relying on
expensive... But collaboration then, Peter, on specific projects?
Yes, yes. Do it. It's too much to say, let's collaborate together on everything. Let's focus on one project at a time.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Peter. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Peter Major is mining analyst at Mergence Corporate Solutions.